God has provided the church with a variety of means or tools through which He applies blessings to our lives. And because these blessings are based on His gracious love for us, we often refer to these tools as means of grace. Theologians have traditionally highlighted three of these as being central to the life of the church: the Word of God, the sacraments or ordinances of the Lord's Supper and baptism, and prayer. But other means of grace are important too, and all depend on faith as an underlying means. Now, given the importance of receiving God's blessing, Christians sometimes wonder, should each means of grace be administered every time the church gathers for worship?
When we're talking about the means of grace, the spiritual disciplines, the revelation of God's grace and our response to that grace, we can always talk about it in the personal or maybe even small group sense of that term. But sooner or later, you have to ask about worship. What happens when the people of God gather to worship? Some people will ask, do the means of grace have to manifest themselves every time that we worship? I think a response to that question hinges on the phrase every time and also on worship. So let me deal with it. Nothing has to happen every time. In other words, there's no checklist that God has given us when we worship. In our church, sometimes the prayer time is not much more than the pastoral prayer. Sometimes there are 25 or 30 prayer requests, and that moment extends into maybe 15, 20, 25 minutes. Which means that other things don't get the same amount of attention that they might on some other Sundays. So I think when it comes to the means of grace, we want to be sure that we don't try to control how God uses the means of grace. Because in the final analysis, worship itself is a means of grace. So it's not saying, are the means of grace active in worship as much as recognizing that worship is a means of grace. Now, having said that, I think it is reasonable when we gather for worship that the means of grace of Scripture should be there. The means of grace of prayer should be there. I happen to believe that we should celebrate the Lord's Supper every time we gather together. Churches that do it once a month, once a quarter, twice a year, have not tapped the richness of the sacramental theology. Whether there needs to be a baptism every time, that would be wonderful if we had believers coming to faith, or in some cases traditions that baptize infants that had parents who were ready to present their child to the church for holy baptism. That would be wonderful. So I think what I want to say about that is every time we gather for worship, worship is itself a means of grace. We don't have to say we hope some means of grace happening. Worship is a means of grace. Then in that larger picture of the means of grace, God's going to give to us Scripture and prayer and Lord's Supper and Christian conferencing. And out of that will come a unique experience of worship, but which is itself a means of grace. That is, it's a response to what God wanted to say to us that moment and do for us in that moment.